Hello everyone, Yessa here. I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit today about shifting perspectives, you know, ways to change your vibration, change your attitude, your outlook, kind of to shift the way that you are in alignment to the energy that you are receiving. A lot of the times people think they're having a streak of bad luck, or things are just not in their favor, or somebody has done some type of bad juju on them, evil eye, mal de ojo, things like that, which can actually happen. However, a lot of the times, it's us, you know, it is your own energy that is actually gravitating you towards that negative vibration. So I wanted to give you some really easy things that you can do to reset yourself and shift that for yourself. So I know that this is something that many people know about already, but it's the first one, and one of my favorite things to do is practicing gratitude. Obviously, we are all grateful for certain things, but if you're going to make this modality or something that you're going to be using as a tool to reset yourself, you really have to go a little deeper. So in order to practice gratitude, I know there's great ideas about keeping a gratitude journal, writing down a list, waking up and saying 5, 10, 15 things that you're grateful for, and also before bedtime. However, one of the best things that you can do is practice it throughout your day. Go deeper into what are you grateful for, especially when you are in a negative perspective. So let's say you're having a bad day, there's a horrible traffic jam, you're trying to get to work, and people are just annoying the heck out of you. One of the things that you need to do is take a deep breath to reset the energy. When we breathe, we actually release energy, and when we hold, or when we're tense, we actually hold that energy. So you want to make sure that you are taking deep breaths, allowing the energy to flow through you and out of you. And as you do this, you're going to take that immediate moment or that perspective and shift it into a gratitude energy. So again, you're in a traffic jam, you're upset, you're stuck, you're trying to get home or to work, whatever the case may be. You want to just take a moment, take a deep breath, look around and see the things that are in a positive aspect. One, you are on your way. You are safe, you know, you are driving, you have a vehicle to get you to where you need to go. So you need to start shifting into that sense of, okay, I am here, I am grateful for, and try to focus on the deeper things, obviously, more than our family and the things, like I said, we're already grateful for. So really focusing on, you know, I am on my way, I'm making time, I can use this time to concentrate or practice or refocus on what my day is going to look like or might be coming up. So there are things that are out of our control as traffic jams, but there are also things that we can control, as is our reactions to these things. And when you shift that and take ownership of that, it really changes your perspective. So definitely practicing gratitude as an alternative is a great way to shift yourself. If you wake up in a bad mood, you're tired, you didn't get enough sleep, things like that, same thing. You need to stop, reset yourself, because the energy that you begin your day with is what you're going to carry for the rest of your day. So next time you are in that space, take a deep breath, take a second. Don't rush through your day. Don't try to run away from it. Take a moment, honor what you're feeling, reset. See how you are feeling, why you're upset, what is it that is bringing you down to that negativity, and shift it, change it into a positive perspective. Another great way to change this is positive affirmations. Obviously, affirmations are used to manifest and bring things into our life that we want, but you can also use them as a canceling agent, which is a great way, and that is actually how I use affirmations. When you are in a state of fear or in a state of a negative thought, you want to take a moment to reset yourself and say something that contradicts this thought. Because what your brain hears, what you take into your mind is what you're going to align to. So if you are worried, let's say, about finances, you know, what you want to say is, I am in complete alignment with my financial stability. You know, I am working towards my financial goals. I have all of my needs met. Things that are obviously going to be true in a sense, but you are focusing on the opposite of that negative aspect. I mean, you can't say I have $1 million in my wallet right now, because obviously it has to be true. It has to resonate to your frequency. So again, you want to say something that is going to contradict that. Let's say you're not feeling too good. You are feeling a little ill or under the weather. You don't want to focus on saying, I am sick, because now you are absorbing that as your truth. You want to say, I am healing. I am working or aligning to my best health. You know, my body is doing what it needs to do to heal, as opposed to saying the opposite and the negative, because what you then admit to yourself becomes your truth. So you really have to be careful and focused on what is it that you are accepting as that truth. You really need to take ownership of our daily sense of being, of blaming. Another great thing that you want to do is practice accountability, right? So you want to be aware of, why am I in this mood? What is going on? What did I do that contributed for me running late or being tired or whatever the case may be? And when you take accountability and you understand how you got there, it's easier for you to understand and reset of how you're going to handle it. Another great way to do is practicing gratitude in our relationships, you know, being open and honest and expressing this feeling. You know, a lot of the times, especially in partnerships or of long relationships with our children, parents, spouses, we forget to thank them. And it's not that we're not grateful for them, but we don't actually express it enough. And so that creates a sense of taking people for granted or being taken for granted. When you begin to practice the gratitude and show it towards the other person, then it becomes a ripple effect, and then it is magnified and returned to you. So making sure you take the time to thank your coworkers, your friends, your family, even for the simple things, the things that quote unquote we're supposed to do anyway. You want to make sure that you are acknowledging their efforts and the things that they do, even if it is part of their job. When somebody's acknowledged and we appreciate them, or when we are shown appreciation, it really changes your vibration and it changes the energy of the room. So if you are encountering people who are negative or stressed or just in a mood all the time, it's probably because they feel underappreciated. So take a moment to just acknowledge them and say thank you. You know, thank you for doing this for me, or thank you for being a good friend. Thank you for taking the responsibility of doing your work. You know, thank you for keeping up your grades, for being a good child, for being a great parent. You know, thank you for the lessons, whatever it may be. You know, thank you for loving me. Thank you for making time for me. Whatever it may be, we have to really be more expressive about it. Another way to communicate that is to do self-gratitude. You know, we are so harsh and cruel to ourselves most of the time. It's so important for you to just take a moment and change that. You know, we sit there and begin to punish ourselves because, again, we're running late or something didn't go away. And a lot of the times these things are actually spiritual signs. You know, they're actually energetic signs that are trying to teach us a lesson or show us a path or deter us from going a certain way. But as our nature in being a human being, we tend to push forward and we just kind of go against the flow. So a lot of the times it's a moment to reset and stop and just take a moment to review what is happening, what are we seeing, why is this happening, instead of punishing ourselves. Practicing self-gratitude is very important. So taking a moment throughout your day, in the morning, in the evening, whatever it is, anytime you can remember, just take a moment to be grateful for doing what you're doing, taking the time, doing the work, you know, going to work, doing your own spiritual work, being a guide to others, you know, being a friend to others, a parent, a good spouse, whatever it may be, and the things that you are allowing yourself to change and shift for ourselves and our generations and even our ancestors. So you need to take the moment to just focus on what a wonderful person you are and the great effort that you're putting into life, and appreciate that. So really take a moment, because when we do that, again, we don't feel as powerless. We actually begin to acknowledge and get some accountability. This is where practicing mindfulness really comes in. And then just finding the time and the space to practice gratitude throughout your day, you know, in your daily commute, instead of listening to the radio full blast, you know, trying to spend a quiet moment and reflect, you know, obviously, if we can, putting our phones down throughout the day and just being present, you know, being grateful for where we're at, you know, taking a moment to lift our head up and look around and connect, make real true connections, and being grateful for that as well. So it's very important that you realize that you have more power to shift yourself, to change your environment and your path, if you actually give yourself that power back. So definitely try some of these things. Again, just to recap, practicing gratitude for anything external, more than material stuff, practicing gratitude to others in our relationships, and showing gratitude to ourselves for making the time and recognizing the things that we should recognize within ourselves, and then just really focusing on changing the verbiage, you know, changing your language of the way you are speaking to yourself in your mind or out loud or to others, and just shifting that to a higher frequency so that you are in alignment to that frequency and those things can come back to you. So I hope these little tips help, and if you try them for at least a week, just see if you notice some differences, and just be very conscious and aware. If you find yourself slipping back into those negative behaviors, just remember that you always have a chance to reset and to recap. So thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day, and many blessings to you and your loved ones.